A sign is a prophetic prediction that is more than mere prescience. A declaration of what is yet to come that suddenly, stunningly, comes true. Welcome to 10 Minute Mitzvah, Episode 91, The Wonders of the Prophets and of Our Own Age. I'm Meir Soloveitchik.
Rabbi Soloveitchik's year-long 10 Minute Mitzvah podcast is generously sponsored by Ivan and Susanna Kaufman.
Woe unto the beneficiary of a miracle who does not recognize it for what it is, and whose ear is deaf to the echo of the imperative that arises out of this meta-historical event. Pity the one who benefits from the miracles of the Master of the Universe, but the spark of faith is not kindled in him, and his conscience is not stirred by the sight of this singular event. So reflected Rabbi Joseph Soloveitchik in his essay, Kol Dodido Fake, published in English as Fate and Destiny. Rabbi Soloveitchik refers here to what he sees as the manifestly miraculous events through which the state of Israel came into being. Drawing on the Song of Songs, Rabbi Soloveitchik refers to these miraculous moments as knocks, as if to say that the God of covenantal Israel is asking us to take notice of his providential presence and respond in gratitude and in faith. Thus, there is for Rabbi Soloveitchik the very fact that a Jewish state was positively ratified by the United Nations in 1947 only because, in one moment, both the Western Bloc countries and Eastern Bloc countries supported the proposal, as he further put it. And this, as before, is from the translation found in Sepharia. Quote, from the point of view of international relations, no one will deny that the rebirth of the State of Israel in a political sense was an almost supernatural occurrence. Both Russia and the Western nations supported the establishment of the State of Israel. This was perhaps the one resolution on which East and West concurred. I am inclined, Rabbi Soloveitchik continued, to believe that the United Nations was especially created for this end, for the sake of fulfilling the mission that divine providence had placed upon it. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik added, it appears to me that one cannot point to any other concrete accomplishment on the part of the United Nations. End quote. Similar sentiments about the birth of Israel were said by the Catholic historian Paul Johnson, who reflecting on the UN vote and much else, noticing similar phenomena as that singled out by Rabbi Soloveitchik, Johnson said something to the effect of, in the 20th century, over 100 nations have come into being, but only Israel can be considered a miracle. For Rabbi Soloveitchik, this means that the events of our own age obligate us, call out to us to take notice of the manifestations of the divine that can be seen in the political realm. We are asked to see God's hand in history and to hear his heavenly knock. The obligation of taking notice of a wondrous event and to embrace that occurrence as an inspiration for faith is at the heart of our mitzvah for the day. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, Moses, representing the Almighty, warns the Israelites he leads, Lo tenasu et Hashem Elokechem kasher nisitem b'masa. Do not test the Lord your God as you tested him at Massa. Here, Moses is referring to the moments in the previous generation where the Israelites reflected a lack of faith and trust in God, even after all the wonders they had already witnessed. As explained by the medieval codification of the commandments, Sefer HaChinuch, the Book of Education, this verse is violated when any Israelite in the prophetic age sees a prophet perform wonders and still, out of a lack of trust, demand further wondrous verification. As described in the Bible, a prophet can establish the veracity of his revelatory word through either an oath, a sign, or a mofet, a wonder. A sign is a prophetic prediction that is more than mere prescience, a declaration of what is yet to come that suddenly, stunningly, comes true. A wonder is an obviously supernatural occurrence in which the laws of nature are all of a sudden overridden. Joshua stopping the sun, Elijah bringing down fire from heaven on Mount Carmel, and so many more miraculous occurrences. As understood by codifiers and commentators, this mitzvah is essentially instructing the Israelites in an age where God's prophetic representatives were still to be found in the Holy Land to look and see when a wonder occurs and to allow oneself to be appropriately inspired by what one has seen, not to demand further verification out of a lack of faith. For after all, as Rabbi Soloveitchik put it, woe unto the beneficiary of a miracle who does not recognize it for what it is. Today, we no longer live in an age of prophets, and the promised prophetic age of the future is yet to dawn. But that does not mean this mitzvah is utterly irrelevant to us. On the contrary, we live in an age when the declarations and descriptions of prophets who lived long ago have suddenly been vindicated by world events. Predictions in sacred scripture that Jews lovingly cherished and stubbornly insisted would be fulfilled, and so many have been fulfilled in our own age. For it is as Zechariah declared, that today grandparents and grandchildren can be found teeming in the streets of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem itself is a sacred city that has expanded dramatically. If one takes a cab from Ben-Gurion Airport to Jerusalem and finds oneself inching along a highway teeming with traffic, we are instinctively annoyed. But instead, we should pause to ponder the fact that sacred scripture predicted a time when the roads to Jerusalem will be filled with travelers to the city. Many predictions, of course, have yet to be fulfilled in our age. The temple is not yet restored. Enemies of the Jewish people still stalk the earth. War in many lands is very much a reality. But in this very moment, in the face of the many challenges the Jewish people faces, we can study our mitzvah for the day and be reminded of the importance of noticing the wonders of our own age. In a poem about the Jews, which does not end on a positive note, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow gives us a series of striking verses about Jewish endurance. And he writes of how the Jews remained inspired by insisting that what was described in the prophets was itself a prologue for what was yet to be. Or as he put it, for in the background figures vague and vast of patriarchs and of prophets rose sublime, and all the great traditions of the past they saw reflected in the coming time. I recently reflected in the Wall Street Journal that when we study the valor that is being made manifest in Eretz Yisrael, we realize that biblical heroes live among us again. This is an age of heroism, and it is also an age of wondrous occurrences vindicating prophecies from long ago. As long as that inspires our faith, then we can, with trust in God, pray for more miracles that are, please God, soon to come. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.